Excuse me. So we're here on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're up to Ika Di Amri, and that's about 8 lines up from the bottom. But in order to appreciate the Ika Di Amri, we have to review what we know from the first Lishna. In other words, we have machlokas here between Abaye and Rava, and we have to review what we know about this machlokas in what's called the Lishna Kama. Then the Gemara is going to have a different version, which is called the Ika Di Amri, otherwise known as the Lishna Basra. So what we know from yesterday in the Lishna Kama is the following. The Machlokas Abai V'Rava revolves around the Shita of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that Dovr Sheni Miskaven is Mutter. And one way of understanding that is that if it's Eino Miskaven, then it matters not whether it's Efshar or Lo Efshar, it's always going to be Mutter. The very moment that you utter the words Eino Miskaven, then according to Reb Shimon, you press the Mutter button. That's going to be the Sheet of Abaye. Rav, on the other hand, holds that Reb Shimon's Eino Miskaven is only meaningful in a case of Lo Efshar. Because since it's Lo Efshar, therefore, if he doesn't have Kavana, it's not as if he was seeking out this Hana. But in a case of Efshar, so insists Rava, even Reb Shimon would agree that that's virtually like Miskaven. Because why did he go that way? What was the advantage of choosing this route, this derech that would lead him to the base of Avodah Zarah such that he would smell the incense? If all things are equal, there's no difference between one route and the other route, then it must be that he chose this one in order to seek out the pleasure of the reach of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, says Rava in the Lishna Kama, the Shita Reb Shimon Lekula, in a case of Lo Miskaven, would be conditional on Lo Efshar. So if it's Lo Efshar, V'lo Kamachaven, then it's Mutter. But if it's Efshar V'Kamachaven, even Reb Shimon would agree it's Asur. So then according to Rava, what would be the Machlokes, what would be the case in which there's Machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon? That would have to be Lo Efshar V'lo Kamachaven. What do I mean? If it's Kamachavin, then everybody agrees straight across the board, and again in the Lishna Kama, we're not up to the Lishna Basra yet, the Ika Di Amri, but in the Lishna Kama, everybody agrees that once it's Miskaven, it's Asur. If it would be Efshar Vilo Kamachavin, then Rava says that even Reb Shimon would agree it's Asur, because basically, when it's Efshar, that completely neutralizes the Miskaven, Eino Miskaven situation. You can't talk about Eino Miskaven if it's Efshar. Memela, there's only one piece of the pie left. There's only one case in which there could possibly be a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and that's going to be the case of Lo Efshar V'lo Kamachaven. And that's the case, according to Rava, in which there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So Rava says, so Gemara says the following: Efshar v'kamachaven, if he had kavana, or lo efshar v'kamachaven, even if he couldn't go down a different route without a big hassle, as we discussed yesterday, but he had kavana, it means he's actively seeking out the pleasure of this reach. Then kuliyam lo pliyudi osur, because miskaven is an automatic oser. If it's lo efshar v'kamachaven, then kuli amalo pligi deshari, ki pligi the efshar v'lo kamachaven. And here we're going to get to Reb Shimon. What does it mean? If it was lo efshar, I'm sorry, ki pligi, just one second, I lost the place. Ki pligi the efshar v'lo kamachaven. So again, if it was efshar, then according to Reb Yehuda, then for sure it's also. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda does not have a mitigating circumstance, a factor called Dover She'ena Miskavin. To him, Dover She'ena Miskavin is meaningless. It doesn't register. So the only possible matir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would be Lo Efshar. So that's the case of Lo Efshar V'lo Kamachavin. Oh, so now it comes out that Ki Pligi. So again, according. Oh, this has to be on. Sorry. This has to be on. Yeah. So again, I'm sorry. I got a little distracted. Let's read it inside, and make sure I got it right. Okay. Efshar v'kamachavein, lo efshar v'kamachavein, kuliyama lo pligi diosa. Everybody agrees that if he had kavana, it's awesome. When we say everybody agrees that it's also in that case we had kavana, we mean both Abai, both Rava, both Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, less mandapol. Lo efshar v'lo kamachavein, kuli amo lo pligi deshari. What does that mean? Lo efshar v'lo kamachavein, kuli amo lo pligi deshari. That means, according to Reb Shimon, keep ligi the efshar v'lo machaven. If it was a case of efshar v'lo machaven, aliba the Reb Yehuda the Omer Dov Shani miskaven also kuli amalo pligi the also. Again, according to Reb Yehuda, since miskaven and lo miskaven is not a factor at all, everything depends upon efshar v'lo efshar. Is therefore Reb Yehuda is going to say if it was efshar, therefore it's also. What would Reb Shimon say about the case of Efshar v'lo kamachavein? Here we have the machlokes between Abai and Rava. Oh. Abai ki Reb Shimon. Abai holds that since according to Reb Shimon, Dover She'ena Miskavein is mutter, I don't care whether it's Efshar or lo Efshar. Rava amar ad kan lo kama Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon ela heichad lo Efshar. When can you consider it according to Reb Shimon, Dover She'ena Miskavein? That's only when it's lo Efshar. Aval hocha di Efshar, lo. So then according to Rava, Reb Shimon agrees in the case of Efshar v'lo kamachavein that it's asur. No, so when does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with Reb Shimon? If even Reb Shimon agrees in the case of Efshar, so we're going to have to say that according to Rava, the machlok shim Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Shimon is going to be lo Efshar v'lo kamachavein. Let me just make sure that I got that right. So the Gemara says the following. If it's lo efshar v'lo kamachavein, kuli amo lo pligi dishari. Just 1 second. Oh, he says the following. This is Tosis Dimyu Maska lo efshar. He says, kuli amo, it means both Abai v'Rava agree in the case of lo efshar v'lo kamachavein, Abai v'Rava, Rava moda v'kach l'abaye, shadova muta l'das Rabbi Shimon. Shalashitaso, according to the sheet of Rava, nechleku. Amol ena kavona she'ein kon cholik b'dover. Shaladas Rabbi Yehuda dover asur. So again, according to Rava, the machlokas shin Rabbi Yehuda b'shim is going to be lo efshar v'lo kamachavein. Why? Because since according to Rabbi Yehuda, kavona is not an element here in the equation, comes along Rav and he says that even according to Rav Shimon, in a case of lo miskavin, the efshar makes it into miskavin, and that's going to be the machlokas between and therefore by definition, by default, the only case in which there'll be a machlokas shina bai v'rav will be lo efshar v'lo kamachavin. Okay. So that's an important tosis, because when you read the Gemara, you can get really confused over here. The Gemara's language is that lo efshar lo kamachavein kuliyama lo pligi dishari. The kuliyama lo pligi dishari here is referring to Abai v'Rava within the context of Rabbi Shimon. And now this chiddush of Rava, that Rabbi Shimon is moda in the case of efshar, that it's like miskavein, that's something that Abai couldn't tolerate. Abai held that according to Rav Shimon, everything depends upon miskaven v'lo miskaven, and if it's lo miskaven, it's mutter, even in the case of Efshar. Comes along Rav and he says, no, Rav Shimon will be mutter in the case of Efshar, that it automatically becomes miskaven. Where then, according to Rava? So again, according to Abaye, since Rabbi Shimon holds that what? That Efshar makes lo miskaven into miskaven. I'm sorry, that's according to Rava, I meant to say. Did I say Abaye? I meant to say Rava. According to Rava, that Efshar makes lo miskaven into miskaven, the only machlokus between Rabbi Yudim and Rabbi Shimon according to Rava could be in the case of lo Efshar v'lo kol miskaven. That much we understand. Now let's shift our understanding to Abaye. Abaye never accepted this principle that Efshar makes it into a miskaven. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, everything depends, according to Abaye, on miskaven and lo miskaven. So according to Abaye, if it was lo miskaven, then it's mutter, whether it's Efshar or lo Efshar. Oh. So what's going to be now the machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon according to Abaye? It's going to be in a case of Efshar v'lo kamachavin. If it's lo Efshar v'lo kamachavin, then even Rabbi Yehuda will agree according to Abaye that it's going to be mutter. It's only Rava who's boxed into a corner here. He has no, there's no exit here. He's the one who's going to have to say that Rabbi Yehuda asks it in the case of lo Efshar v'lo kamachavin. Why? Because he holds that if it's Efshar, even in a case of lo miskaven, even Rabbi Shimon holds it's awesome because Efshar makes it into miskaven. So Mimela, the only battleground here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is going to be the case of lo Efshar v'lo kamachavin. According to Abaye, no. Lo Efshar v'lo kamachavin, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees is mutter. Why? Because you don't have kavana and it's not Efshar. Where does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with Rabbi Shimon? In a case of Efshar v'lo kol machavin, meaning that according to Rabbi Shimon, once it's lo kol machavin, that's automatically a matir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. He's not interested in kavana or no kavana. It all depends on Efshar v'lo Efshar. So if it's lo Efshar, then it's mutter. But if it's Efshar, then it's going to be asur according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's going to be the machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So according to Abaye, the machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is on Efshar v'lo kol machavin. According to Rava, the machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is lo Efshar v'lo kol machavin. That's the lishna kama. Okay, so that brings us to the sugya for today. Ika diamri. Now we have a second lishna in the machlokus between Abaye and Rava. Efshar v'lo mechaven hainim pluktayu. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Shimon. In other words, now the Gemara is assuming that according to Rabbi Shimon, lo kamachaven is an absolute matir. In other words, Rava, who in the first Lishna insisted that if it was Efshar, Rav Shim would agree that it's us. So no. Now, even Rava is on board that according to Rav Shimon, everything depends upon Kavana. Everything depends upon Kavana. So if it's lo miskaven, then it's mutter. Oh, even though it's Efshar. Here's where the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon pops up. Rabbi Yehuda says that everything depends upon Efshar v'lo Efshar. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda completely negated the factor of Kavana. Kavana doesn't register on the radar screen, so to speak. So let's take a look at Rashi, fourth line down from the wide lines. Ika diamri moda rava Hecha de lo kamachaven, afagavchi efshar shari Reb Shimon. So now, Rava, according to the second Lishna Kaviyotl, is backtracking. I don't mean that literally because it's a different version, but backtracking in comparison to the first Lishna. The first Lishna of Rava said that efshar automatically converts lo miskaven into miskaven. That's not true. Rava now says that everything according to Reb Shimon boils down to miskaven, lo miskaven, and even in the case of efshar, it's mutter. The Bahachi Plutaya the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, the Machlok Shin Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon revolves around Kavana. That's what they argued about. That's explicit. They argued about Miskaven and Lo Miskaven, not only here but Kol Tarkula. Ubein la Abaye, Ubein la Rav la Rabbi Yehuda Oser. If it's Lomis Kavin, it's Osur, and Rav Shimon is Matir. So therefore, according to the Ikad the Amri, if there was Lomis Kavin, Hainu Plugtayu, the Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon. Whether or not Lomis Kavin is a factor, a mitigating factor, Rav Shimon says yes, and he's Matir. And if you don't have Kavana, then Rav Shimon is Matir, even in the case of Efshar. And on that, there's no Machlokas. Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, holds that even if it's Lomis Kavin, it's Osur. Which means that according to Rav Yehuda, Kavana doesn't play a role. Okay, here's where we're going to have a Chiddush in Rava. Lo Efshar, Velo Kamachavim, why? Because Mimon Efshar. According to Rav Shimon, there's no Kavana, and according to Rav Yehuda, it's Lo Efshar. Ki Pligi, where's going to be the Machlokas between Abai V'Rava, the Lo Efshar V'Komachave? Wow, this is wild. We assumed in the first Lishna that once it's Kavana, you check off the Kavana box, that's an automatic Oser. Now the Gemara is saying, no, according to Rava, it's not necessarily so that Kavana is an automatic Oser. According to whose sheet is Kavana going to be an automatic Oser? According to Rav Shimon. Right? Because Rav Shimon holds that everything depends upon Kavana. So if he was Komachavin, it's Oser. Paradoxically, we're going to have now a kula in Rabbi Yehuda. This is wild. Aliyah in Rabbi Shimon, the Asa Basa, Kamana Kulam, the Lord, the Asa, even Rava would agree to Abaye that Rabbi Shimon would be Oser because once he's miscalving, that's an automatic Oser. Keep pligi Aliyah to Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds the Omer Lo Shna Miskavin Lo Shna Inim Miskavin Efshar Asur, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of Efshar, there's no difference between Miskavin and Shalom Miskavin. So Kavan is not a factor at all. Is Abai Rabbi Yehuda? Abai is going to say that in this case, since it was Efshar, it's got to be Asur. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's true according to everyone. Everybody agrees that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a case of Efshar, then it's Asur. Okay, and that's going to be the Chumra of Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon in a case of Lo Komachavin. Efshar of Lo Komachavin. Because again, we're holding down the Lishna Basra that according to Rabbi Shimon, there's an automatic Matir of Lo Miskavin. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, and he shifts the emphasis from Kavana over to Efshar. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, once it's Efshar, it's going to be Asur. That's the way Abaye understands it. So according to Abaye, if it's Efshar v'lo kamachavin, then it's Asur.
Why is it Asur? Because it changes, just to clarify, because it changes the lo kamachavin to...
No, we're not saying that at all. What we're saying is that since... In Abai's understanding, Rabbi Yehuda shifts the emphasis to Efshar, correct? Because Kavana doesn't play a role. So therefore, if it's Efshar, the Kamachavin, correct, is then it's going to be Asur. So according to Abai, there's no way that you could be Matir Efshar in Rabbi Yehuda's frame of reference, correct? So I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Loshna Miskavi, Loshna Shenim Miskavi, Efshar Asur, is therefore... Abai says, "Ki Rabbi Yehuda, kevet sha'asur Rabbi Yehuda be efshar v'lo kamachavin." So even in the absence of kavana, Rabbi Yehuda says it makes no difference as long as it's efshar. So therefore, efshar has to be asur. Comes along Rava, and this is the chiddush. And Rava says, and here we're on daf chaf vav amud aleph. Rava says, "Amar lecha ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda." She'eino miskavin ki miskavin. What did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said that kavan is not an element, is not a variable, therefore eino miskavin is ki miskavin el chumra avol miskavin ke'eino miskavin lekula lo amar. He Rabbi Yehuda never said that you can use enemis kavin lekula. So, in other words, according to the second lishna, the machlokes shina baye and rava is going to be in a case of efshar v'kamachavin, because again, according to rava is going to say that. Just 1 second. We're talking about Efshar. I'm sorry. Did I say Efshar? I meant to say Lo Efshar. Lo Efshar become a Chavin. So according to Rava, what happens is that since Rabbi Yehuda pays no attention to what? To Kavana. That's not a factor for him. Everything hinges on Efshar v'Lo Efshar. So therefore, says Rava, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Efshar is an automatic matir. So let's read the Lishna Basra again. Ika di Amri, Efshar v'lo machaven. In a case of Efshar, is Hainu Plutayu, meaning Rabbi Yehuda shifts all the emphasis over to Efshar. Therefore, since it's Efshar, even though he doesn't have Kavana is not a factor, it all depends upon what's the Koveya here is Efshar. So once it's Efshar, then Rabbi Yehuda is going to ask. Rabbi Shimon holds it all depends upon Kavana, and therefore, since he was not miskaven, therefore it's Mutter. And on that point, there's no machlokes shina bai v'rov. Now let's go on. What about a case, not of Efshar, which again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is an automatic oser, correct? Efshar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is an automatic oser, even though he didn't have kavana.
Yeah.
But now we get to the case of lo Efshar. Lo Efshar v'kamachaven. I'm sorry, lo efshar v'lo kamachavin, so we're lacking both. We don't have kavana and we don't have efshar. So miman efshar. According to Rav Shimon, it's going to be mutter because lo kamachavin. According to Rav Yud, it'll be mutter because it's lo efshar. Is therefore kuliyama lo pligi d'shari. In other words, everybody agrees, both Abai v'Rava, that this would be mutter even according to Rav Yehuda. Why? Because it's lo efshar. Ki pligi. What's going to be the machlokes? It's going to be delo efshar v'kamachavin. So again, l'chora, what we should say here is the following. That according to Rav Shimon, for sure it's also. There's no question about it, hands down, because he's kamachavin. The question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, do we have a right to apply the principle of lo efshar despite the kavana? Because again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since kavana is not a factor, the only thing that determines the law is going to be efshar or lo efshar. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Nobody's going to argue that according to Rabbi Shimon, this is mutter. Why? Because the asal basa kavana, kavana is the determining factor. Is therefore, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because it's a case. This is a case of what? Of lo efshar v'kamachavin. So if it's lo efshar v'kamachavin, yes, kavan, it's automatically what? It's automatically asur. Is it possible that now Rabbi Yehuda could be the mekil? Because since according to Rabbi Yehuda, kavana doesn't play a role at all, hinges on what? On efshar or lo efshar. Keep ligi. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Is it possible that Rabbi Yehuda could be mekil? Because it's lo efshar, the omer lo shna miskaven, lo shnayim miskaven, efshar asur. No, if efshar is asur, then in our case, which was lo efshar, well, let's raise the following question: could Rabbi Yehuda possibly be matir based on lo efshar? So Abai says ki Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, in this case, according to Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda would be machmir because he was miskaven. Is Kevan Shahas Rabbi Yehuda be Efshar v'lo kamachavin? Just 1 second. Kevan di Omar di Asa Rabbi Yehuda be Efshar v'lo mechavin. Right, what were we talking? Our machlok is about lo Efshar v'lo kamachavin. But in the case of Efshar, Kevan di Rabbi Yehuda Asa be Efshar mechavin, it means that Haresha Isur v'heta tluyim b'maisa bilvad below kavana, which is one second. Abaye is going to say that. I'm sorry. So Abaye is going to tell you that what? That in this case, Rabbi Yehuda is the mekil. Why does Abaye say that Rabbi Yehuda is the mekil? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything depends upon what? Efshar and lo efshar. The kavana and lo kavana is irrelevant. Correct?
Yeah.
And he writes a line here which is a little bit confusing to me. He says, Haresha Isa Vahet Tluyim B'Maisa Bilvad. What he means by Maisa Bilvad means, did you have to go down that path or did you not have to go down that path? That's called Efshar V'lo Efshar. V'lo B'Kavana. The Isa is not generated by the Kavana. It's by the Maisa, the objective Maisa. And the objective Maisa here in this case, as we discussed a great length yesterday, is the Halicha, correct? So Im Efshar Lo Lihimana V'lo Lasoso. Or ef shelo limon ala soso is therefore says Abaye yesh lilmod mikach lahakil ulahatir below ef shav kamachavin pilei plan. According to Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda is makil and he's matir a case of kamachavin because kavana is not a relevant factor, but rather it depends on ef shelo ef shav. So here's a case of lo ef shav, and then we turn to chavav and we have rava ramachal. You want to tell me that according to Rabbi Yehuda it's mutter? Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that kavan is an automatic oser. Rabbi Yehuda only said that eino miskaven is like miskaven luchumra, meaning even the absence of kavan is enough to be mechayev him according to Rabbi Yehuda. But nevertheless, kavan is a factor. Aval miskaven, if he did have kavana, is ke'en miskaven lekula, to say that, well, it's as if he didn't have kavana, that Rabbi Yehuda never said. Lo amar Rabbi Yehuda. So now, what I have here is, the Masifta has a beautiful table here. Phil, you weren't here yesterday, I was going to ask you to make the table. Oh, you did make a table.
Steve
made a table?
All right.
So I see, Steve, your table is a little bit of a small table. We have a larger table.
it needs another dimension.
Okay, so let me, you know, if we have a chance, the Leonetta will photocopy this table, if you're interested. I just want to use this table for my purposes as an overview of the sugya. And we'll see if this table will help us or not. So what he has here is the following. He's got one table which analyzes, he has kavana and low kavana on the right side going up and down. And then he's got efshar and low efshar on the top column, on the top, right. So kavana and low kavana go up and down, but then you take it straight across, if you follow what I mean, like horizontally, and then you have Efshar and low Efshar going vertically. So let's go, there are four boxes here. Okay, now the first box is a case of Efshar v'komachave. And he says the following, this is the only box that has no footnotes to it, if you follow what I mean, no qualifications. What's going to be the deal, Rabosai, in Efshar v'komachavin? Awesome. That, straight across the board. Why? Reb Shimon would say it's also because there's kavana. And Reb Yehuda would say maybe kavana is not a factor over here, but it's Efshar. So that makes it awesome. So Efshar v'komachavin is the simplest piece of the puzzle here. Everybody agrees it's awesome. Okay. Now we get to the following. Lo efshar v'komachavin. Now, if you remember, lo efshar v'komachavin was the very last discussion that we had. Correct? Lo efshar v'komachavin. So it works like this. According to Lishna Kama, lo efshar v'komachavin is awesome because the Yisoda Yisoda is the Lishna Kama. Neither Abai Varava question this. Is that kavan is an automatic oser. However, according to Lishna Basra, there's a possibility, and this is Abayi's Chiddush in the Lishna Basra, that even though there was Kavana, Rabbi Yehuda v'Matir, why? Because it's Lo Efshar. So Lo Efshar, according to Abayi and Rabbi Yehuda, is an automatic Matir, which means that just like Rabbi Shimon would have the automatic Matir of Kavana, at least according to Lishna Basra, right? So too, Rabbi Yehuda also has an automatic matir. That's what Abaye claims, and that is lo efshar, because according to Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda does not consider kavan as a factor at all. It's not to be reckoned with. It's completely off the charts. Rav, on the other hand, holds no. Rabbi Yehuda would be willing to discuss a case of lo efshar, but only if there was no kavana. Right, so if it was lo efshar v'lo kamachavin, that's one thing. And we said that if it was lo efshar v'lo kamachavin, Rabbi Yehuda would be matir, and that's clear. But comes along Rav, and he says if he did have kavana, that's an automatic oser. So it works out like this: if it's lo efshar v'lo kamachavin, lo efshar v'lo kamachavin, then one way of arguing, and this is certainly true according to the Lishna Kama, is that once there's kavana, hands down, everybody asks it. In the Lishna Basra, that's exactly what Rava would say, that once it's miskaven, then everybody hands down would answer it. Here's where Abaye comes up to the plate, and he says that Rabbi Yehuda would be matir, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Abaye in the Lishna Basra, kavana doesn't play a role, but the determining factor is going to be efshar or lo efshar, and here it's a case of lo efshar v'kamachavin, and therefore kavana is irrelevant, and lo efshar is a matir. Okay, that's what we have so far. And that covers the two cases of kavana. If it's efshar with kavana, everyone agrees it's also. If it's low efshar and kavana, here we have Abaye in the Lishna Basra, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that low efshar is an automatic mat. Now we get to the case of efshar v'lo kamachave. Okay. Now, efshar v'lo kamachave. So now we're inclined to think that according to Reb Shimon, since he doesn't have kavana, it would be mutter, and that's in fact Abai's approach. Abai says if there's no kavana, it's mutter, and Reb Shimon be matir. Again, Rabbi Yehuda in the Lishna Kama, even Abai would agree, would say that it's asur. Well, okay, it's efshar. So if it's efshar, for sure, it's asur. Right. Right. Correct. So again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no doubt about it that if it's efshar, even in the absence of kavana, it's going to be asur. That I think, I'm not yet totally responsible for the statement, but I think that's true. That if it's efshar, then Rabbi Yehuda would certainly say it's asur according to everybody. What's going to be the machlokas in the case of efshar v'lo machaven? So let's go through the Lishna Kama. Here's very important. According to the Lishna Kama, although Rabbi Yehuda would asur it, Abaye claims that Rabbi Shimon be matir, because Rabbi Shimon holds that the absence of kavana is matir. Rava comes along and he says, well, since it's efshar, even Rabbi Shimon makes it into miskaven. So that's according to Lishna Kama. According to Lishna Basra, in this case of efshar v'lo kamachavin, there's no machlok shin Abaye v'rova, which means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's asur because it was efshar, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, it's mut because it's lo kamachavin. So again, the only machlokas here between Abaye v'rova is in the Lishna Kama, because Rava was machadish that even Rabbi Shimon would agree that lo kamachavin could only be a mitigating circumstance in lo efshar, but if it's efshar, that makes lo kamachavin into kamachavin. And that leads us to the fourth and last box in this table. And that's going to be lo efshar v'lo machavin. So l'chora, if it's lo efshar v'lo machavin, so let's go slowly. According to the Lishna Kama, Rava, remember this was the case that Rava was boxed into a corner, right? Because Rava was the one who says that even Rav Shimon agrees that once it's efshar, it makes lo miskavin into miskavin. So what could be the only shetach, the only area for machlokes, is going to have to be lo efshar v'lo kamachavin. So Rav is going to come to the conclusion in the Lishna Kama that lo efshe v'lo kamachavin is asur. Asur. And again, this might sound very strange to our ears, because Mimarshach, Kavani doesn't have, and it's Lo Efsha. So why are you holding him responsible? But again, as we emphasized over and over again, Lo Efsha doesn't mean that it's a Bikuach Nefesh and he has no choice. He can go a long way and avoid it. It's a Tircha Yisera, but that's what the Halach is going to require, according to Rava in Rabbi Yehuda in the Lishna Kama. Now we get to the Lishna Basra. According to the Lishna Basra, everybody agrees that lo efshe v'lo kamachavin is mutter. That's true both according to Abai and according to Rav, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rav Shimon. Now, he has a second table over here. Is this as if one table is not enough? Let's see if this second table will help us. I think this second table is a little bit more conceptual. What does he do in the second table? He sets up Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon going up and down on the right side, and then he has on the top going down, he's got the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra. So in other words, now he's summarizing all the shitas in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So let's go through it. What we're trying to know is, when would Rabbi Yehuda aser it in the case of Hanoa Bolel Shalgo, and when would Rabbi Shimon aser it? So Rabbi Yehuda, and now we're going to break it down into Abai Varava. So this second table is a little bit more complex. So according to Abaye in the Lishna Kama, Rabbi Yehuda would be mechayev if there's kavana. Because even Abai agrees in the Lishna Kama that according to Rabbi Yehuda there's an automatic mechayev of kavana. So therefore, in a case of miskaven v'lo efsha kamachaven, then Rabbi Yehuda would aser it, right? Would aser it, and certainly Rabbi Shimon, of course. But because of what? Because of kavana. Okay, so that's a case of mechaven v'lo efshar. Now, of course, if it was mechaven v'efshar, for sure it would be awesome. But the chiddush here is that even if it was lo mechaven, if it's lo mechaven, what's the deal with lo mechaven? Just one second. This I don't understand. Lo mechaven. Lo mechaven. One second. Does Abai agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda, lo efshe v'lo kamechaven is asur? I thought that was only Rava. He's saying it in Abai. Just one second. That confuses me. You hear the question? Rava was the one who was forced into a box, into a corner, because Rava holds that even Rav Shimon would agree in the case of Efshar, and therefore the machlokis between Rav Yud and Rav Shimon is going to be in a case of low Efshar. Okay, so wait a minute. Oh, afilu lo mechaven. So what does it mean, lo mechaven? I don't know why he quotes here Rashash. I don't know why he's assuming that even Abaye would accept the premise that that Rabbi Yehuda would aser it even in a case of a low efshe of a low kamachavein. I understand if he's mechavein, then we said in the Lishna Kama that's an automatic oser, and that was according to everybody. That I understand. But if he's low kamachavein, so if somebody can make a note of this, I don't know, we'll have to come back to this. He claims here in the Masifta that according to the Rashash, Rabbi Yehuda would aser lo efshe v'lo kamachavin even according to Abaye. I don't know offhand why or how he came to that conclusion. Okay, so that's as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned. And that's in the Lishna Kama. Now, let's see what Rava would say according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Lishna Kama. That's clear. That's crystal clear. That Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Lishna Kama that lo efshe v'lo makamein is osur. That's what we discussed at a great length. Okay, so it seems that according to this Rashash, there's no machlokus in the Lishna Kama between Abai v'Rava. I don't know what that means. How he came to that conclusion. Tzarech im, as we say. Okay, now according to Lishna Kama, when does Rav Shimon agree that it's osur? So again, Abai says once he was miskaven, then it's mutter, correct? According to Abai, just one second, I'm sorry. I keep getting that mistake over and over again. According to Abai, once he's miskaven, then it's osur, right? Because Rav Shimon holds that miskaven is an automatic osur. So that would mean that lo efshe v'kama chavin is osur, even according to Rav Shimon. Yeah, that's clear. What would Rava say? Now let's go through Rava. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rava would say that even if it's lo efshe v'lo kama chavin, it's osur. But Rava's machadish in the Lishna Kama that Rav Shimon would agree that that lo kama chavin is only meaningful in a case of lo efshar. So again, if it's mechavein, even if it's lo efshar, then it's osur. But what about the case of efshar? That's also an automatic osur. So it comes out according to Rav in the Lishna Kama, Rabbi Shimon holds that there are two automatic osrim, either kavana or efshar. So what is Abaye saying in the Lishna Kama? The Lishna Kama of Abaye has a machlokus in Rav Shimon. Oh, now I understand the Rashash. Since according to Lishna Kama, the machlokus in Abaye v'Rava is in Rav Shimon, Rava was machadish to Rav Shimon is moda that efshar is an automatic oser, even if eino miskaven. Whereas Abaye holds in Rav Shimon that if it's low efshar, if it's low miskaven, then it's mutter, and that's an automatic matir. According to Rav Shimon, according to Abaye and the Lishna Kama, everything depends upon what? Kavana. Correct? So therefore, if it's Efshar v'lo kama chavin, it's mutter. Efshar v'lo kama chavin is mutter. So therefore, we understand very well that there's a machlokus between Abaye v'Rava and Rav Shimon. If I tell you that there's a machlokus according to Abaye and the Lishna Kama between machlokes in Abaye v'Rava in the Lishna Kama according to Rav Shimon, then what am I implying about Rabbi Yehuda? That there's no machlokes. So that's apparently the Rashash came to this conclusion. I guess this seems to be the one box that was left open in the Gemara itself. The Gemara didn't fill in this box. That's where the Rashash wants to fill in the box. And the question is going to be, what happens according to Rabbi Yehuda in lo efshar v'lo kama chavein? Lo efshar v'lo kama chavein. So we said according to Rava, he didn't have a choice, because since Rava holds that even Rav Shimon is moda that efshar is an automatic oser, then the only machlokus could be in a case where you have neither kavana nor efshar, and Rav Shimon is matir. That's where Rav Yehuda is going to be machmir. That's called lo efshar v'lo kama chavin. And since we don't find that Abaye argued with Rava in the Lishna Kama, at least with regard to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole machlokus was about Rabbi Shimon, and that's going to be in contrast to the Lishna Basra, because in the Lishna Basra, the machlokus between Abaye v'Rava is dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda, where Rava is going to be machadish that according to Rabbi Yehuda, lo efshar is a matir, even in the case of lo miskaven. I'm sorry, Abaye, I meant to say. Abaye is going to be machadish in the Lishna Basra that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, lo efshar is an automatic matir, and Gatemanish done it. I couldn't care less if it's miskaven or lo miskaven. So there, the machlokas shina bai v'rava is going to be within Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rashash understood that in the Lishna Kama, the Machlokshin Abai of Rav is only in Reb Shimon. And if it's only in Reb Shimon, then Abai would take the same position as Rava with regard to Reb Yehuda. And since Rava's position was explicitly stated that according to Rava and Reb Yehuda, Lo Efshalo Kamachamin is also, therefore, ipso facto, Abai would also buy into that theory. Because the whole Machlokshin Abai of Rava and the Lishna Kama revolves around Reb Shimon. And let's go over the Machlok Shin Abai V'Rav and the Lishna Kama. What would Reb Shimon say about Efshar V'lo Kamachavin? Rav was Machadish that Reb Shimon was only willing to rely on Lo Miskavin as a mitigating circumstance because he didn't indicate his Kavana. But if it was Efshar and he went down this road, that indicates his Kavana, and therefore Efshar makes it into Miskavin. Hence, according to Rav, the only Machlok Shin Rav Yudha Reb Shimon would be in Lo Efshar Lo Kamachavin. And here we have Abai steps up. Abai says, no. According to Reb Shimon, everything depends upon Kavanah and Lo Kavanah. Abai never made a comment. He never whispered anything about Reb Yehuda. So apparently Abai was passive and accepted Rava's thesis in Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is Machayev even in Lo Efshar V'Lo Kamachav. That's as far as the Lishna Kam is concerned. Now we get up to the Lishna Basra. So let's start with Rabbi Yehuda. That's the way he has it set, presented here in this table. According to Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda is going to have everything shifts to Efshar v'lo Efshar. So according to Abaye, what's the deal with Rabbi Yehuda? If even in the absence of Kavana, if it's Efshar, it's Asur. Now, does Rava have a problem with that? Let's just think. Rava says that Mechaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he has Kavana, and if it's Lo Efshar, that according to... Oh, yeah. So Abaye was Mechadesh... Just 1 second. Efshar, 1 second, according to Abaye, Efshar, even without Kavana, is Asur, correct? And what does Rava say about that? Mechaven, if he has Kavana, then Rabbi Yehuda, what is, just 1 second, Mechaven, afilu lo Efshar, Efshar, afilu Mechaven, in other words, according to Rava, in Rabbi Yehuda, there are two Osrim. Kavan is an automatic Oser, and also Efshar is an automatic Oser. So again, so what's the Machlokas now? Just give me a second, Rabbi, between Abai Varava and the Lishna Basra. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Abai would say that Efshar is Asur, and Rava would also say that Efshar is Asur. No, according to Rava, even if he didn't have Kavana, it's Asur. Just 1 second. So what's the Machlokas here? Let's go to Reb Shimon. Maybe when we said according to Lishna Kama, the Machlokas between Abai v'Rava was in Reb Shimon. And we said that the Machlok, and in the Lishna Basra, the Machlok Sabai Rav is in Rabbi Yehuda, correct? So I don't understand. There's something, again, I'm probably wrong, but apparently there's something missing here. But let's go over to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, according to Abai, holds that Kavana is an automatic Oser, correct? Afilu lo Efshar. And that's true even according to Rav. Nobody argues with that. The Reb Shimon, the Chiddush here was Abaye, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it was Miskaven, but it was Lo Efshar, then it's going to be Mutter. I don't know why he doesn't say that over here. Just 1 second. Maybe, the reason why he doesn't say it is according to Abaye, what would Rabbi Yehuda say about Lo Efshar v'kom Mechaven? Lo Efshar v'kom Mechaven was Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Am I right? Did I get that right? So I don't know. He's saying here in Rava that Rabbi Yehuda would say that that what? That lo efshar, lo efshar. Since he had kavana, his kavana is an automatic oser, because Rabbi Yehuda didn't mean to say lakula. Oh, so again, just pointing out here that there's one in the Lishna Basra. He's missing one clarification here, because he set up this tavla in a way that he wants to know under what circumstances would Rabbi Yehuda be mechayev. And in Abaye he says, because it was Efsha. What he doesn't fear ice, what he doesn't explicitly mention, is that according to Abaye, if it's lo Efsha, then Rabbi Yehuda would say it's an automatic matir, even if he had kavana. Whereas Rava said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he had kavana, it's an automatic oser. So that's what we have here in these two tavlo. Is there anybody interested in seeing this? I mean, you don't have to see it, but if you'd like, it's all here. The only thing is this Rashash. Let's go over the Rashash one more time. The Rashash says that in the Lishna Kama, even Abaye agrees that Rabbi Yehuda would be oser in lo efshar v'lo kamachavin. I didn't see that in the Gemara. Maybe I missed it. And the very fact that he's calling the Rashash indicates that it's not explicit in the Gemara. But I think what the Rashash is coming from is that in the Lishna Kama, the whole Machlok Shin Abai Rav is in Rav Shimon. And the Chiddush of Rav Rava in Rav Shimon is that Efshar makes Lo Miskavin into Miskavin. And since there was no debate in the Lishna Kama as far as Rabbi Yehud is concerned, then how shall I say... what word am I looking for? In the vacuum, in the absence of any evidence to the contrary, we assume that Abai would also accept the shita of Rava in explaining Rabbi Yehuda, namely lo efshar lo kamachavin is awesome.
Right. Because
that's I think what the Rashash is saying. I didn't see the Rashash inside, but that's what he has over here. Now he gives you a little bit of a summary here of Abaye v'Rav and the Lishna Basra. I'm not going to go through that now. Maybe we'll leave that for tomorrow. It's always good to have a chazor the next day. But let's take a look at the next Gemara. We have about 10 minutes left, 5 minutes left. We'll go through the following. Omar Abaye, mina amina lecha. Meaning, I came up with a radical chiddush here that Rabbi Yehuda would be mekil in a case of Kavana, if it was lo efshar. Where do I know such a thing? The Sanya, we learned in the Brice, Omelov Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now you have to understand that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was one of the last of the Tanoim before the Churban Abayis. And Ayoshev Betzilo Shel Heichal, he was sitting outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and he was benefiting from the tzel, from the shadow that shade, right? The shade that he benefited from the Beis HaMikdash itself, meaning the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, which are sanctified with Kedusha, they would benefit him. V'doresh kolayom kulo. And this was, you know, there's halacha, there are two takonis. There's one takonis, shloshim yom kodel chag, but there's also a takonis that on the chag itself, the chacham should go and darshan, he should give a drasha publicly. Again, not the drasha that you and I are familiar with, this is the drasha of Hilchas HaChag, to go through the halachas. And they can only do that, let's say for example, Shavuos time, that would be like a most extreme case where the sun is already quite hot, and even Sukkot and Pesach, but certainly Shavuos time, I'm just giving an example. And he had Hanah from the Beis HaMikdash. And Hanah from the Beis HaMikdash is a problem. Why? Because we have what's called an Iser Me'ilah, which generates an Iser to have Hanah, physical pleasure, or benefit from the Beis HaMikdash in this case. He says, also lehejo lehenos mikodshe Hashem. You're not allowed to benefit from kodshe Hashem. Bein bidvarim hakrevim al-gabim mizbeach. Bein b'dvar makdoshim b'kedushas berek habayis, so that the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were sanctified with kedushas berek habayis. They weren't karev al gabi mizbeach. And kol anene, if anyone benefits b'shav pruta to the value of a pruta mikodshi Hashem mal, and if he violated me'ila b'mezid, he gets malchus. And not only that, if there was a pagam in the hegdash, he has to pay for that. And if he was moel b'shgaga, then he has to pay the value of his hana, plus he has to add what's called a chomesh, and he has to bring a special karbon, which is called an ayil and an osham. Okay, these are all the laws of me'ila that you'll see in the Mishnayos in Zvachim. Oh, now the question is there me'ila on karka or anything that's attached to the mekarka? So the law is in Masechta Me'ila on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, Ein Me'ila B'Karka Shel Hegdesh. Now this hanah that Rabbi Yochanan enjoyed from the bias itself, the bias is mechubar lekarka, and therefore there should be no me'ila. So the Masifti quotes Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that there's a halacha called Tolashu B'Sof Chibro, meaning if you have something that was originally detached from the ground and then you attach it from the ground, it was Hegdesh, then it remains Asur B'Me'ila even after you attach it to the ground. The only time that Mechubar Lekarka is Mufka from Me'ila is only if Me'ikaro, from its beginning, it was already Kadosh. I'm sorry, from the beginning, when it became Kadosh, it was already Mechubar. But if it was Tolosh when it became Kadosh, when it was designated, then Me'ila applies even after you attach it to the ground. So the Gemara says, V'ahacha delo efshar u'mechavin. The only reason, how could I possibly justify Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai if we assume, and this is certainly Rabbi's assumption, that Kavana is an automatic oser? Here he had Kavana, meaning the reason why he set up the standards, you know, the Kisaot v'saf salim over there in the tzel of the Hekel, it ought to benefit from the tzel. And therefore this should be a violation of Hanah from Hegdesh, which is called an Isa Me'ila. The answer is, says Abai, do lo efshar, because it's lo efshar. Again, who are we going according to now, Rav Osai? It's got to be Rav Yehuda. Because according to Rav Shimon, Miskavin is an automatic oser. So this is a very strange Gemara, because Abai, what was Abai saying? That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds like Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, if that be the case, you get the impression that Abai might be committing himself to Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That's a little bit odd. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says, Rav Amar Shaini Heichal Dilis Socho Asui. So Rashi explains the following, that every object of Hegdesh is designated for a certain use, and if somebody would benefit from that use for himself personally, that would be a violation of the Isra Hanah, and he'd be chayav as a moel behegdesh. But if he uses it for something other than its designation, that's not called me'ila. Again, there might be another Isra if he's pogame behegdesh, but here, Rabbi Yochanan was not pogame, he wasn't mafsid hegdesh anything by sitting there in the shade. Oh, so the question is, now in terms of the walls of the Heichal, for what purpose were they designated? And the answer is l'socho hu asui, meaning it was meant to provide a shmira and a protection on the inside, for the inside of the Heichal, not for the outside of the Heichal. So therefore, it wasn't designated as Hegdesh for use for the inside, and any benefit you get from the outside, therefore, would be shalom kiderech hanos, would be other than the original designation.
But you argue that he's not doing it for himself, he's derish for others. So it's not for his own personal benefit.
Well, all right, but everybody's benefiting from it, you know, so there's an Isra Hanah and Me'ila, I assume he's also benefiting. You know, I'm not sure if the Talmidim sat there the whole day with him. They probably had, this is what we used to do in the Rav Shir, you know, the Rav would go on for hours and hours. Hours and hours. I remember Shir that went on for 4.5 hours, and it was on Thanksgiving. So finally, after 4.5 hours, he couldn't figure out Pshat. He said, go home and eat your turkey. Because Americans eat turkey on Thanksgiving. So probably, this is what we used to do in Shia, you know, there shouldn't be any bald spots. So Reuven would go out for lunch, and somebody else would take his place, and then Shimon would go out. And Rav Amar, how do I know that Lo Efshe Mekom Achavin is Asur? In other words, once he has Kavon, it's automatically Asur. The Snan, we have a Mishnah in Masech de Midos, and this is the case we'll cover tomorrow, it's Hashem, when they had to fix the Kodesh Kadoshim. And the Kedoshim was very beautiful, was stunning, and people would have hadnah by looking at it if they had to put the workers down to fix the Kodesh Kedoshim from time to time. I don't know about the cleaners, that I don't know, but at least the workers, those called the umnim, and if, let's say, the wall in the Kodesh Kedoshim had a crack in it, so how did they get the people into the Kodesh Kedoshim in order to fix up the crack in the walls of the Kodesh Kedoshim without them benefiting from the beauty of the Kodesh Kedoshim, which would be an Issa Me'ila? And the Gemara answers that they had to be Mishalshil. They had to take these umnim and lock them up in a box and lower them down into the Kodesh Kedoshim so that all they could see out of the little opening, and there was a little work for the hammer to go in, was that crack. Now, why should this be Osir? After all, it's Lo Efshar. In other words, they're going down there because they're going down there and there's no other way to get to the Kodesh Kedoshim and fix it. But the answer is, we're assuming they'll have Kavana. You know, they'll look and see the beauty. Imagine if you had an opportunity to see the beauty of the Kodesh Kedoshim. You know, every day we daven three times a day towards the, you know, well, I don't know towards, but at least with the Kavanas HaLev of being in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Now's your great opportunity. You're in the Kodesh Kedoshim. So the answer must be that this is Asur. They had to do this Mishalshalin, even though it was Lo Efshar, because it was Miskavne. And that would mean, and he's assuming that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, that that's what they had to do. So I remember once in yeshiva, many, many years ago, somebody had something in his eye, and he had to look in a mirror in order to take it out of his eye. Now, it says in Shulchan Aruch that a man is not supposed to use a mirror. So we went over to the Mashgiach, so he had a gewaldige kula for us. This is a true story. Some of your Canadian friends will remember the story because it was based on Talmud, it was mostly Canadian. Anyway, so the Mashgiach said, I'm going to allow you to take a paper bag, cut out two holes for your eyes, and look into the mirror to take out something from your eyes. And as soon as he said it, we all quoted this Gemara in Pesachim, a Mishalshim B'teva, you know, that you won't be able to look in the mirror because you only have holes for your eyes. So Rabosai, don't tell me that you never got a big kula from me. Here's a big kula, a gewaldige kula, a leniency, that next time you have something in your eye, I'm going to allow you, based on the Pesachim of Mashgiach, and Yeshiva's based on Talmud, and he said, this is the year 1971, he said that you're allowed to look in the mirror. As long as you put a paper bag over your head and you cut out room for your eye. You might not survive it, that's a different question. Alright. Yeah. No problem. Okay, Rabbi, I wish everyone a great day. And if anyone wants to get a copy of this beautiful two twin tablaot, just let me know.